You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
People Against Prisons activists were in Wellington earlier this week protesting what they call a weapons expo, but is officially billed as the New Zealand Defence Industry Association 2017 Forum. I spoke with T. Lemus from People Against Prisons about his experience of the protest and the police's use of force against protesters.
What we saw was that the police were willing to use violence to ensure that these death dealers could get into their weapons expo. They were willing to use violence against people in New Zealand so that death dealers could do further violence to people around the world. What I personally saw were police grabbing women's breasts, police elbowing women in the breasts. I was personally picked up by the groin. My pants were ripped in the middle. I saw police officers kicking people in the penis. It was quite violent and there was a lot of blood. There were some concussions, and it was extremely excessive.
Your protest was non-violent?
That's right. So we were just sitting there blocking entrances to the weapons expo. The violence came solely from the police and was used in order to make sure that death dealers could get into their weapons expo.
And what was the atmosphere like at the protest? Were there many people there, or was it quiet? Were there a small number of you?
There were quite a lot of us, a couple of hundred, and we're broken up into different sections, basically blocking off the stadium. But there was also a large section of children and families who were holding. Not involved in the direct action directly, but we were holding otherwise, you know, peaceful protests in another area as well.
Moving back to the police, do you feel the violence here was excessive, relative to these other protests, or was this fairly kind of the same treatment you get from police?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to remember that the New Zealand police use violence every single day against innocent people, and they do it with impunity. And we see it at protests all the time, but it was especially bad on Tuesday at the weapons conference. They really were willing to use arbitrary violence, violence just for the thrill that they got from shoving people around, smashing their faces into the ground. So it was beyond what you see every day at an ordinary protest. But yes, it's important to remember that the police are violent in their day-to-day activities.
And there were also security staff at the venue that weren't police. Did they also get involved with protesters?
Yes. So from my understanding, that there were a couple of security guards who were assaulting protesters, and of course it's not legal for them to touch the protesters, but they were pushing and shoving alongside the police.
Reporter Max Smith spoke with New Zealand Defence Industry Association Deputy Chair Andrew Ford earlier in the week about the protests.
What's been your opinion of the demonstrations that we've seen today?
Well, we certainly, like any New Zealanders, we certainly support anyone's right to free speech and anyone's right to protest. It is disappointing that the method of protest that they've adopted has caused some disruption to our conference. In us supporting their right to free speech, we would expect some level of similar support in us being able to freely go about our business.
Would you be concerned if there was violence from police used against protesters, removing them from blockading your conference?
I'm not able to comment on police operations and the actions that they take in providing safety to delegates, but also safety to the protesters. Certainly some of the action the police has taken has been very restrained, and that's why some of our delegates still remain outside of the venue, because it hasn't been safe to bring them in, because the protesters have been blockading certain entrances.
Right. So perhaps labelling it a weapons expo and suggesting that there are sales going on is a bit misleading, but
It's entirely misleading. It's not a little misleading.
But yes. they have pointed out that there are controversial industry groups here, like Lockheed Martin, who have been involved with, you know, serious deaths, you know, across the world, in support of military groups who take very controversial actions.
Yeah, I won't speak on behalf of Lockheed Martin, as they are a member of the New Zealand Defence Industry Association. The reason they're a member is that they are the major sustainment provider to the New Zealand Army. Their major role here in New Zealand is to provide supply chain logistical vehicle repair support to the New Zealand Army, in the same way that they provide support to the New Zealand Fire Service, police, and a number of other commercial entities.
Would it not be easier if these companies that were accused of such serious action were not part of this? Would it not give more credibility to a conference that, you know, as you say, is just an industry meeting?
I think it's fair to say that those companies are part of the industry part of the industry group that currently supports the New Zealand Defence Force. And what we want to be able to do is represent all aspects of the industry that supports them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.